Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mario and Aaliyah with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour, where we dedicate ourselves to reporting only positive news. Starting with local, an early intervention program in Brisbane South is helping families identify developmental concerns before children start school. The Thriving and On Track, or TOTS program, by the Primary Health Network brings child health nurses, speech therapists, and other allied health into kindergartens, daycares, and community hubs, making assessments easier to access. Tennille Burkett from the Brisbane South Primary Health Network says the program is destined to reach families in their everyday trusted environments. Quote, we're removing that burden from families that they need to navigate a complex and often fragmented system, end quote.
In more local news, thermal drones and innovative tracking collars help boost koala conservation efforts across southeast Queensland by allowing researchers to monitor the population's movements in real time. Researchers also use the technology to detect and respond quicker to sick and injured koalas. The technology has been particularly effective in Brisbane koala bushlands, who currently run a program with the Brisbane City Council to address the declining koala populations. The program has been running for 18 months and resulted in the birth of two joeys.
In national news, the federal court has formally recognized the native title rights of the Ngunnawal people over almost 960 square kilometres of land and waters in Western Australia's East Kimberley. The on-country ruling means more than 97% of the Kimberley is now covered by the native title. Deputy Chief Executive of Kimberley Land Council, Sarah Paraman, says the title put traditional owners in a stronger negotiating position over developments on country, including the proposed mining project from minerals company Tivan Limited. Paraman states the importance of the recognition, stating, quote, it gives us an opportunity to have our voices heard and should mean that the government and other interested parties need to come and talk to traditional owners, end quote.
More in national news, Tasmania's endangered Swan Galaxias fish conservation projects sees early success with trout-free havens. The sea Galaxias fish is one of Australia's most endangered fish, with only about 6,000 left, and is labelled at imminent risk of extinction within the next 20 years. One of the biggest threats to this species are Tasmania fishing culture staples, trout and redfin perch, which feed on small fish. In 2023, 180 Swan Galaxias were transported to three trout-free havens, which have seen substantial breeding in the last month, has given hope in reviving the population.
And in international news, fabled as the home of the 12 Greek gods, Mount Olympus has now been granted UNESCO World Heritage status. Greece's tallest mountain began its odyssey, wink wink, to World Heritage designation in 2014, where it lingered on a potential list of sites for 12 years. That's 2 years longer than it reportedly took Odysseus to get home from Troy. The head of Greece's UNESCO delegation in Busan, Georgios Koumoutsakos, praised the decision, stating, quote, as Greek mythology wisely reminds us, it is always best to remain on good terms with the gods, end quote. Joining other sites like the D-Day beach landings and the Japanese capitals of Asuka and Fujiwara, it's safe to say that UNESCO have definitely hit a homer with the inclusion of Mount Olympus.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. No fire in danger today, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. Once again, a quick reminder that the Oz Alert test will be occurring at 2 p.m. today. If you do not wish to receive the alert, turn your phones off or to airplane mode before 2 p.m. and leave them off for at least 1 hour. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Zedlines. We will catch you for more at 10 o'clock this morning. Now, dear listeners, it is 9:04 on your Monday morning. You're probably expecting the very well-known chuckle of Jimmy, who usually hosts Culture Vultures, but he's unwell this morning. So I'm pulling double duties and